Hey, good morning, everybody. We're going to have a good day today, as always. Things are rocking. The system is working, and we got some things that we're going to announce today that, cool things that will help you get better all the time. And with that, I'm going to get rolling today. We're going to do a lot of training, I think, as it relates to Sales Team Pro, so you understand it, some of the things that are going on. I want to kind of kick it off, though, and let me get to the first page here. And, of course, always, if you need help, send it to Lucas at support at Sales Team Pro. We'll help you get set up there. The other thing is any ideas you have, I really want you to take advantage of this, send these in and send them to the support or the ideas email, because what we're going to do is just crank up all the ideas all the time. We're not going to slow that down in any way. And I'm really excited about the fact that the security side, we're going to really step that up. So I want to bring that up. A little housekeeping. Some of you may have missed last week. Remember, keep your, Social Security, we don't want Social Security's numbers or account numbers in the system. So don't do it. If you do, we go through, we spot check and we remove them. So don't be doing that. That's where you go to POL. So that's the only system that we've got for confidential data. Let me continue to say this. We cut the deal with Primerica. We have already seen some positive things happening right now. With that being said, you saw some pop-ups. So let me kind of walk you through. The first one is we ask you your licensing status. Now, the reason for that is that that is going to allow us to get more broad in our campaigns, meaning that if we have if you have securities license, you're going to see some securities campaigns that are going to be good, that we can really go out and start marketing securities in a bigger way because of that. To do that, there's another thing that happened. All of our campaigns are being, looked over by Primerica, but here's the thing. Your return email is going to need to be changed to your Primerica. It's called your forwarder email. I'm going to show you that in a minute. But let me explain what happens. When we send out an email blast, say we send out the birthday email or whatever we do, financial growth, which is what our URL is what's called a white label agreement, and nothing changes on that. So when you prospect somebody, you're going to see that kind of stuff. Now, once they get that, when they respond back to you, what's going to happen is the responder email is going to be your Primerica.com email. So why is that? Well, what's going to happen is those emails, which is what goes on anyway with any Primerica stuff, is housed on Primerica's server. Why is that? Well, that allows us to be able to get some security stuff in there because FINRA requires that, and the Mutual Fund Dealer Association up in Canada requires that Primerica monitor that. So what's going to happen is when you send an email out, nothing changes. But when you get a reply back from the customer and you then go in and say whatever you're saying, that's going to go in there. And then it'll be on the Primerica server, that kind of thing. So you got to change that to your Primerica.com. I found out that I can go in there and get some pretty cool emails, email addresses. I've never used that email. Now I've got roy.matlock.jr@primerica.com. So that's pretty easy to remember. So anyway, so that's what's going on that. New York landing pages are going to be up when, Steve? When do we get New York landing pages up?
Probably tomorrow, okay, at the latest. There's a lot of footwork to do.
Yeah, and the reason we're doing that is New York, as you guys, a lot of you are in New York, we just didn't have the How Money Works campaigns in there, the New York version, so guess what? You're getting ready to get that. So we got that. Android app, is it ready now?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it on later today. I don't have an answer back yet on the status at Apple, but it should be like within a week. It's just waiting for approval.
So let me tell you what this means. So you're going to go in and use the app. And when you use the app is designed for one thing. We had this. We got Crossways. We fixed it. Now we're up and running. So what that means is when you give a free account away to a new recruit, they can go in there, they pull their phone out, and they upload the app. And when they upload the app, they're going to go in there and they're going to go through their entire their phone, and they're going to go in and check off the names that they want. They're going to hit upload, and it's going to go right into the Sales Team Pro system. So what that means is that your system now, is going to be perfect for the brand new person coming in. You say, okay, what are you going to do? Let's get your list together. You get the list together. You just click the upload this app. And when you upload it, pick the names you want to put in there. They check them off. They hit upload. Now it's all going to be in the upload in a custom list. Then you go in the custom list. I'm going to show you how this works. And then you'll turn right around and you will take those upload names, and you'll go in and you can qualify them and put them in another list, do whatever you want to do. And now right off the bat, you should have the top 200 list for your brand new person. For those of you that have been around for a while, guess what you can do? I've got thousands of names on my phone. Go through your phone, okay, and look at some of these people. A lot of these people are people that maybe you hadn't done anything with, then you'll send them something, that kind of thing. So it's happening. We expect the Apple to be up anytime. Android should be working this afternoon. Nothing's changing. I want you to get your dates together and start promoting the things that will absolutely grow your business. September 12th, kickoff, 150 prospecting ideas. How are we going to do this? Well, the way it's going to work is we're going to have 15-minute parts, all right? And those 15-minute parts, I'm going to ask people, okay, the speakers, to take 10 topics, 10 ideas in order to get your prospecting going. I'm going to give you an example of some ideas that I've had, all right? I had a school teacher one time that I did business with. He was kind of the influencer in the school. And so anyways, he's a single guy, probably about 35 years old. And he was known because he collected he was a collector of, you know, different antiques and different things like that. And so anyway, this guy had a lot of credibility. So I started talking to him, and I don't know how it came up, but, you know, probably get in trouble today doing this. But every time I made a sale, to one of his referrals, I would just stop by and buy him a couple of nice big steaks and a couple of baked potatoes and a six pack of beer. And I put a little sack, and I'd stop by and I'd hand it to him. Okay. It's kind of a little gift. Thanks for the referral, that kind of deal. Well, that guy referred me. Okay. He probably got a dozen steaks off of me, and he would walk me into the classroom, interrupt the classroom, tell the teacher to come out of the classroom while he's teaching, introduce me, and I would say, hey, when is your free period? And the guy would say such and such, and I'd go right in there. And the next thing you know, I probably, between that guy and the referrals account, I don't know how many transactions I did, but it was 50 or more that came out of that. So that's one idea. So we're going to get all these different ideas from everybody. All right, I can tell you ideas about daycare centers and how I taught the childbirth class. How about that? I got myself into the childbirth class at this hospital, and I was like, I went in there when my daughter was before she was born. We went to these childbirth classes, and I'm like, man, I ain't got time to go to the childbirth classes. No way, I go to these childbirth classes. Don't you know that back in the olden days, you can get mad at me. They have babies down on the wagon trail. I have to go to this childbirth class. I've got appointments. It's at night. It's caught. And I walk in the childbirth class. Okay. And I look around, and there's like 35 pregnant people. And I'm like, wow, this is perfect. All right. Here now I'm like 35, I'm meeting everybody. And I go up to the teacher. I said, I got an idea. I could teach people how to save money for their kids' college and stuff like that. And she says, that's a great idea. And next thing you know, I went in the childbirth class and taught the class. How about that? So guys, there's so many ways that we're going to have 150 prospecting ideas. Okay. They're coming up. Then Ed's going to follow up with the millionaires on Sunday night, like he always does. Every Monday and Thursday, we got the education series. Last night, I think we had 39 people on the join the team. I didn't look at the money series. We've got that also, Steve. We've got the classes. What do we do on the autoresponder? What did you tell me?
Oh, we, I put a button on both the webinars page and the individual campaign where you can send yourself all 12 emails that are in that client education series with the links to the videos.
All right.
And it will send them to you over like a 30-minute period so that you can see them all. So we didn't have to put up a dozen emails into the campaign thing.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So guys, one of the things you want to do, that client education series, what I would tell you is if you want to teach your team how to present and understand money, you need to get them to listen to the whole series. All right. And so we got that every Monday and Thursday. We got this morning. We've got this. We've got the real estate. We're having, 30, 40 realtors every week on that. So I think that's pretty cool. So you want to start working on that. So just stay focused on the system. Okay. That's what I want to hit you up. So stay focused, work in the system. I got to tell you a story, and that this weekend happened. And when you hear it, it's the most chilling thing that you're going to probably hear this week or for a long time. It says, I put on here, we have an obligation to be great at what we do. All right. Families depend on us. And so, what we do for people, we do things that change their life. Okay. And we're on this earth for a short period of time, and the things that we do, right or wrong, will change people's life. And so to cut anyway, so the point being is that we change people's lives if we do the right thing. I've got a guy right now, he sent me an email, and he's been a client of mine. He started out with $25 a month. Now he's got $700,000. He's been with me the entire time. And he sent me an email saying that he's ready to come in. He's doing his last rollover, and he's retiring. And now he's in a position where not only that, and he did a family workshop, brought his people in and his kids in and grandkids and set up stuff for them. And so he went from $25 a month to doing that. So anyway, being a professional, we have an obligation to be good at what we do. So I'm going to tell you the story that's happened this weekend. So Friday night, I was sitting on the front porch with my girlfriend, and I played golf that day. It was a perfect day, and it's about 9 o'clock. Actually, I had a stogie and was relaxing. And her daughter, who's 17, the boyfriend was there. We'd had pizza, and he came down and said she's having a hard time breathing, and so she's asthmatic. And so the next thing you know, in a matter of less than 10 minutes, we're driving 100 miles an hour to the hospital and called 911, and we went to Vanderbilt Hospital. So I'm in a flat, I go to Baptist, I go to Vanderbilt, where can I go? All right. I'm like, where do I need to go right now? She's in the back seat. She's having a hard time breathing, and so on. We're going 100 miles an hour. We go through red lights. Okay, we do the whole thing at the blinker zone. About a minute and a half prior to getting there, right about that time, she quit breathing. When we got there to the hospital, they were waiting on us. They did CPR on her. She had completely no pulse, no breathing, no nothing. And they did CPR on her inside the car. All right. They didn't even take her out of the car. They jumped in the car. They did that. They put her on. And the next thing you know, they take her in. I didn't know what was going to end up happening. 45 minutes later, they got eight people around her, and they got her breathing, got her on a ventilator. And here's the crazy thing. It's Friday night. On Sunday afternoon yesterday, she's home. Okay. How about that? She's home. All right. And no problems whatsoever other than just, was tired and all that kind of stuff. Guys, I watched professionals at work, okay? I watched them. I sit there, and I watched them, and they performed perfectly, all right? And what I looked at, I said, man, what a great team, all right, of people all working together, doing what they're supposed to be doing. So that's what we, and I listen, I watch it, and it's just like, I'm in a blur ever since then, all right, because it's like, it's unreal. We went from sitting still, relaxing, to less than 10 minutes later, we were out the door, okay, and that all went on, and they brought her back. And so sometimes what we don't realize is, you know, things like that. I knew they were great at Vandy, but I never have experienced it, right? Well, see, what happens is with what we do, we have an obligation to be great at what we do. That's what we have, because we do things that change people's lives. You know, I mean, you see people on the side of the road, you see people begging, you see people that they're putting GoFundMe accounts out, all that kind of stuff. We've got something good. So we have an obligation to be good at it. And so when you start thinking about what you're doing, you need to start thinking about being a professional, and you need to start thinking about getting good at your trade. And here's the great news about it, is that you will benefit in a way bigger way personally if you get great at it, because you've got not only the ability to do everything you do for your customer, but in addition to that, you get to experience what we experience, where you can play golf like I do pretty much 5 days a week and make 60, 70,000 a month, that kind of deal. And so think about that. This, we have an obligation to be great at what we do. So then you begin with the end in mind. You start getting the big picture thinking. You start thinking about where you want to go. That's called the dream, right? So the strategic objective is, this is the way it's going to look once I get there. How about that? So I'm going to put that down. I'm going to get it in my mind. If things work the way I want them to work, I'm going to be doing this meeting. I'm going to have this many people in the chair. I'm going to do these webinars and seminars and all these kind of things. I'm going to have this many people that are making money, that are doing well. I'm going to be living this way, have this much money saved. I'm going to do these things for other people. I'm going to drive this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to feel like I'm going to be proud of myself. I've got the dream in mind, the big picture, all right, once it's going to be there. And one of the books I read that changed everything was a book called The E-Myth. And what I found out about The E-Myth was, you focus on the strategic objective. You spend most of your time focusing on that. And then you back out. The question is this: if I continue doing what I'm doing today, right this moment, will I reach my goals? Okay, if I do that, and each day that you go about your business, your strategic objective should be the answer to the question, am I doing it right? Will I get there? So if I'm drinking coffee and shooting the crap with my buddies and not making phone calls or prospecting or doing anything, will I get there? Okay, and the answer is no. So I got to spend my time doing the thing. So you ought to go read that book. It's real short. It's called The E-Myth. It talks about tactical work and strategic work and getting things going. So I did this. Now, I want you to understand, in 1985, I made $7,700. And in January of 1986, I set some goals. I went and I did what I said, I want that big dream. What's it going to be? And if you look, it says hit 10-year goals, have $1 million cash saved, $10 million in deferred, be totally financially independent, and be making $50,000 a month. Okay? That was my goal. At that time, I was making $7,700 part-time. I set the goal January 1986, you'll see in just a minute, to do that. Interesting enough, 1996, I'd had on there all the things on where I wanted to live, country club, all the different things. I had $1 million in cash. And on top of that, I made $48,000 that month in January, 10 years to the month later. Okay. Was off about $1,000. And I had this big goal. So what you need to be doing is you need to always be waking up every day and say, this is why I'm doing this thing. I'm focusing in on the strategic objective, the dream, where I want to go. Okay. Then you create that. Okay, with the GPS. That's what accomplishes the strategic objective. So you sit there, you think about it, you say, okay, this is what I got to do. Here's my big goal. Now, what I got to do is I got to have my goal plan schedule in place. I got my objective where I want to end up. Now I'm going to do this. And the goal is the numbers behind the objective. How much money, how many recruits, how much premium, how much securities assets under management, how many RVPs, all this kind of stuff. Those are the numbers behind the objective. That means you got to understand how to figure out, okay, the comp plan. You got to go into the in the POL and go down the comp plan, and it gives you everything you make, how you get paid, all that kind of stuff. If you're not an RVP yet, you need to learn what it takes to become an RVP. Here's what I've come to the conclusion: 50 recruits that are real recruits, that most of which you get licensed, 150 transactions where you're working and training people over 2 years, you become an RVP. You do it again, you become big. Okay, you do it for 4 or 5 years. All right, next thing you know, you're a millionaire. That's how it works. All right, the plan is the activity involved and that's needed to reach the goal. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, now what am I going to do every day? And then the schedule is the habit patterns that cause it to occur. So when am I going to prospect? When am I going to do appointments? So I'm going to work my schedule. All right. And my schedule is going to be the habit patterns. That way I create a habit. I mean, if you want to get in shape, you got to have a time you're going to do it. If you wait until you have time, you never do it. If you want to be, successful in Primerica, you're going to have to prospect. And then eventually you're going to have a point. And from that prospect, you got to have appointments. You got to have times when you're going to do it, stuff like that. And then we do the work. And we do the work is we understand the difference between strategic work and tactical work. Well, so what is strategic work? Strategic work will get you to where you want to be, to the strategic goal. The tactical work is the small amount of things, okay, that you have to do in order to make the strategic plan work for you. Now, what are things that, you know, you start out doing? Well, you might be doing the paperwork or the, you know, in after the sale, okay, because you need to know how to do it. But then eventually you begin changing what's strategic and changing what is tactical. So for instance, when you first get started, strategic work is anything that involves you getting to know. No, I don't want to give you my name and number. No, I don't want to do an appointment. No, I don't want to buy what you're selling. No, I don't want to come to work. Okay. So anything that involves no, that will move you towards your goal. If you're not getting a lot of no's, you're not going to get any yeses. So you want to be thinking about that. That's the first strategic work. Then you make a sale and you got to finish it up, send it in, and you're probably not making a lot of money. So you're spending a little time doing that kind of stuff. Then once you start understanding that, all those no's, then you're going to start field training people because now you're making money. And in order to grow your business, personal production is going to limit you to a certain level. You're going to get better at field training and teaching people. That becomes strategic work. All right. Then eventually you get bigger, you're running a base shop, and your strategic work is you're running a system. All right. So you're training, you're doing all that kind of stuff. All right. And so now the most important thing to grow your business to the next level is not necessarily the nose. You'll continue to do some of that, but it's in the form of building a system. So when they show up to the meetings, okay, training is scheduled, it's delegated, it's done right, the recognition's in place, the events, all the seminars, it's running up here. So now to grow it, you grow it at a different level. All right. The tactical work at some point in time, okay, which is things that don't accomplish any bigger goals, could be making personal sales, okay, or doing personal appointments. I limit my personal appointments to Mondays. All right. Every once in a while, I do it on Tuesday. But why do I do that? Because it doesn't grow me the way I want to grow. Okay. So if I'm spending all my time doing that, you know, I can go make a sale. A $2 million transaction. Don't get me wrong. I like making $25,000, but I know that, you know, to get big, I got to have people. All right. And so what happens is initially your strategic work becomes tactical as you get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so you start working on that. Then what you do is you start looking at, all these different things that will cause you to reach your goal. All right. So what is my plan? What is my prospecting plan, appointment center, follow-up team, all these kind of things. And then I'm going to talk to my people about it. So what we initially do is we do it. Then we talk about it. Then we tell, and we start showing people how to do it. We find those people that show up that really want to do it. They want it like you wanted it. Okay. They want it way more than you pumping them up. And then what do? You talk to them about their plan. You talk to them about their objective, where they're going to be. And then you start looking at what they're doing. And so let me give an example, January 1986. All right. And this, by the way, is 60. I found these. This was my January 1986 written goals. I've got them right here. If you'd imagine this, look at all this. These things right here, that paper right there is from January 1986. And my total list of things that I had to do in the plan, I had 73 things I had to do if I wanted to win. Okay, back then. And so that was my plan. I started optimizing. I started taking feedback, even back then, feedback. I'm like, what is it I'm doing right? What is it I'm doing wrong? I got to, you know, I read all these books about sales and things like that. You know, Hopkin, by January 86, I had been in sales since 1980. All right. You got to realize I sold Cutco knives while I was in college. Okay. I'd been in Primerica or A.O. Williams for 2 years. So I had done all of this reading, and here's what happens. This reading starts compounding. So for me to be able to write out 50 something things that I needed to do, it was because I had been working on understanding things. Okay. Reading, working, doing all that kind of stuff. And not only made combined the for 85 and 86, 84 and 85, about $15,000. But in January of 86, I was kicking off my 10-year plan because I went full time, and I made $33,000 that year. And I took these sheets right here and I printed them off, and I would write a yes or a no. You can probably see that. Am I doing this? Am I doing this? Because I had to develop the habits. Okay. Then what happens is you start developing these habits and you have a system. That's what Sales Team Pro was all created about. See, today, technology allows us to do everything. I showed you this last week, to do it better, all right? Always do it better, quicker, optimize, that kind of thing. It's a better way to prospect, a better way to set appointments. Now, let's talk about what I mean by that. If you want to optimize, so let's say that you're out there, you want to prospect. Don't you want to get better results from prospecting, all right? Don't you want to be able to talk to people, say the right things, gather their information, follow up on them in a better way and get more appointments? Are you asking yourself, am I doing it the best? Is there a better way? My dad used to say, is there a better way? All right. He would say, you need to find it. How about that? All right. He would look at it and say, is there a better way? You need to find a better way, because that's what you do. You get better. And then what happens is, you exponentially start growing your business. Is there a better way to set appointments? Well, Sales Team Pro created this, a better way to recruit, better way to retain agents, better way to communicate, better way to follow up. So that's what we do. So what we're gonna do today, I'm gonna do a lot of training on this, but I'm gonna open up for comments. We're gonna go through here and we're gonna talk about creating the system in Sales Team Pro to where you can utilize and get better all the time. All right. So with that being said, I'm gonna open it up, guys. I hope this was helpful. Let me stop the share and we'll open it up to all of our brilliant panelists up here. Any comments? Take off.
Did you say you wanted the best looking to go first?
That's what I said. I said.
I just wanted to say
I'll start. Go ahead, Dean. Apologize.
So I just wanted to say, two things, Roy. That GPS that you shared, you know, goal, plan, schedule, you shared it so many years ago. And I feel like I built my whole business around that. And number two, you always remind me when you talk that this is an activity business. This is why an average, ordinary person can come into this business and do extraordinary things. it's an activity business. And what you, okay, sorry about that. I hope I'm still there, okay. What you, like, when you came up with that thing, you know, like you wrote down 50 things that you can do for activity. I remember hearing you say that many, many years ago. And when you look at anybody that has succeeded, there's something like that. There's some kind of like massive activity that is consistent and it is goal focused. There's a purpose behind the activity. It is scheduled. It is happening regularly and consistently. And then you're teaching it to other people where that multiplier kicks in. And that's where a week ago on that Saturday, it's my new mantra right now. It's the quote I love so much. Magic happens when a large number of people are doing a few simple things consistently. Absolutely. Over an extended period of time. And it always starts with us. And so you think about the activity that we can generate through Sales Team Pro and other prospecting things that we do and do it consistently, teach it. Anyway, fantastic job.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. And you know, the things that, one of the most important things that we have going for us right now that nobody really realizes, I'll never forget. I won my first trip to Hawaii and I've told this story, but we finished dead last. Actually, we didn't even win the trip because somebody cheated. And then they called us from the home office saying, "Oh, you won." And so we go to Hawaii and I get over there and we're there for a week, broke. I don't, you know, stupid, you know, I had no money. And while we were gone, not one single sale was made. How about that? And the business was inside of my head. Then I start understanding about documenting things, that everything I do, I want to make sure it's documented. That's why, guys, I do PowerPoint every week, because you know what? It's visual and it can be reused. Okay, we record it, it can be reused. Okay, and so now what happens is you can then duplicate yourself because you've got materials, you've got things that allow people to learn on their own without you being there. All right. And so I want to encourage you, you know, anytime you start doing things, put it on paper and then put it out there. And then what happens, like today, all this stuff, you'll be able to look at it because it's recorded every single week. So good job, Dean. Other comments? What we got? Other comments? Anybody? Any of our, did I put you to sleep today? We always have good comments from everybody. Well, nothing? Nobody? Okay. All right.
Can you just jump in, Roy?
Yeah, I was gonna say if you could, I don't know if you could hear me or not. We got so much hot air in this room, okay, this Zoom room, that I can't believe nobody's speaking up.
I'll just say this. The story about your girlfriend's daughter, that's a powerful story. I mean, the power of being a pro. I mean, that really touched my heart, brother. I mean, that
it was the scariest. I'm driving down that road and she's in the back seat screaming, she's not breathing. And I mean, it was over. Okay. God and these people, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. And so I get it. And we have to be that same thing. What we do. Because we are just as important as a doctor or a nurse in our community, because folks have to get their money right. So I appreciate that story. That really impacted me.
It was something. Friday night, man, going from nothing to that. So anyway, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, you alive and well?
I'm alive. My back is – I've been moving around the whole time. I got my ice back here still. Oh my gosh.
It's hey, what, old, dude, I'll tell you.
What you were saying just about, you know, if you don't know what you want, it's really hard to lay out a plan to get it. Everybody's got to plant their flag, but in order to plant your flag, you got to know what your dadgum want. And I think a lot of people now, maybe once they're here, they know they want to be able, you know, have freedom and independence. But I think it's beyond that. They got to be more specific. And, you know, your whole point about, you know, laying out, defining what your goal is, what you want, laying out your plan, and then working the daggum plan. I mean, it's pretty daggum simple. I think the hardest thing for most people is they don't know how to determine what they want. And, you know, with myself, I remember I had just gotten fired from my job and drive it home. And I said, this stinks. I've worked for two people, made them both a lot of money. And here I'm the guy who's starting all over again. And I was 31 at the time and realized I never really had decided what I wanted to be when I grew up. And, I mean, I remember where I was on the interstate. I said, you know, I'm going to go in business for myself. I want it. This was in 1981. And I said, I want it to be a business where by the time I'm 40 years old, when my feet hit the floor in the morning, I've got at least $100,000 a year coming in before my feet ever hit the floor in the morning. That'd be about $300,000 in today's money. And then I said, well, what I want to do? And I got home, and after reviving Janice from the kitchen floor, because she was not prepared for me to be fired, I went back in my study. I started writing out everything I ever wanted to be as a husband, as a father, and as a businessman. How would I want to be eulogized at my funeral by my wife, my kids, and my friends? Everything I wanted to do, the experiences I wanted to have, the memories I wanted to have. You know, I love to play golf like you. We want to play golf at St. Andrews and Scotland and Pebble and Augusta. And then I wrote down everything I ever wanted to have materially. And every time I said, I want to be this, do this, or have that on the yellow pad, I would say, why is that important to me? And I answered it. I wrote two yellow pads, single spaced. I mean, it was a book. And I realized after I finished it, it was too much information. I couldn't use it. I didn't want to have to read a book every time I was trying to value a business opportunity. So I went back through all that stuff, crystallized it down to 15 things, typed it up on a piece of paper, gave myself 6 months to find something, talked to over 30 different business owners. I looked at every type of business pro forma you can imagine. I got involved in this business because it's the only thing that enabled me to have the 15 things I wanted. And we accomplished, you know, the goal well before 10 years, but before I turned 40, as far as the financial goals. And, you know, so I had to increase, you know, change those. But every single one of those 15 things have come true. And, you know, but consistent things, the right things, consistently long enough. Art always said, you know, you're going to end up winning that way. And
something too, Josh, I'm looking right now, I'm looking around, I bet, you know, the only challenge we'd have is getting you to be able to pull this off. But I look around at all those books on the wall. Okay. And I would say that you could tell a story about most of those books that you read. Yeah, this weekend I'm moving my office and I have two big gigantic boxes of books. Okay. That I put in there and that I've read. And I mean, I bet you could do the same thing on that. You agree?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Now if we haven't, we'd have to have a cameraman there to get you and Josh, we need to have a Josh interview on just his library because that got you. I mean, and how often did you read those goals?
Well, I went over them every day. I mean, multiple times because that's how I recruited people. Because people knew me from being in the housing industry, and they said, "I can't believe you got out of the real estate business." And I said, "Well, you can when I share with you why I got out of it. I crystallized what I wanted, and I'm not a big risk taker. This is why I got in the business. There are 15 reasons I got out of it, and here they are. Boom, 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 boom. And I went over. I mean, I was talking to bunches of people every day, and I went over the same story every day.
And every time you went over it, well, you were selling.
I wanted them more.
Yeah,
and they became right. Clearer and clearer and clearer. You know, so yeah, I've always believed, Roy, the two greatest influences in a person's life are the books they read and the people they associate with, and. So I like to read biographies. I like to read good books. I'm reading Bonhoeffer right now by Eric Metaxas. It's a great book. So he wrote no, my way. The slave trader back in London who wrote Amazing Grace, Wilberforce, William Wilberforce. He wrote a book on it. He's written a lot of great books, Seven Great Men, and I like McTaxis. But
anyway. I think it was John Newton.
Was it John? Wait a minute. What am I looking at?
John Newton is the one that wrote Amazing Grace. It's an amazing story.
Thank you, Dave. But that's not the book I'm thinking about. Let me look at it on the show. Just can't remember. It was John Newton. Amazing Grace.
Josh, it's not only the back that's going right now, but.
Hey, that's what scares me. Okay.
All right, one more. Hey, one more time. I'm going to do who's up next? Tommy, go ahead.
I'm walking around right now, and I actually I have my goals for the next 3 years laid out. And, we bring people into business, and, they don't have a plan. They don't know what they're doing. So, you are right. We're changing lives. And that story about your girlfriend and, oh, my God, that is that just – yeah, hit my heart like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Like, and what we do is such an emergency, not only on the financial end, just bringing people in here, they can't get out of their own way. They don't know how to operate anything. And getting them into the system, getting them on these calls, teaching them the life skills, writing down everything. I remember coming in as an electrician, not, knowing what, how to set goals and things like that. And those fundamental things that we do with people. And I think that Sales Team Pro just, creates all those systems for us. If anybody really just dove in there, and the follow-up system is in there, the contact thing, the hit list, every single thing that you're trying to create is already there. Because, organized prospecting is probably something that cost me, hundreds of thousands of dollars, losing names, losing numbers, losing top 25 lists. And this is a huge thing, what you just, with that app, bro. I mean, I think that was the missing piece to, letting this thing become like a 12-cylinder engine. Because when you bring somebody in, you can't upload those contacts. It really, it slows down. Huge.
So, good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm going to go. If you got a quick comment, I'm going to go to Sales Team Pro. I always like to teach a little something on here. But any other comments, real quick? Anybody? All good? All right. So, let's go.
Surrounded by studs. That's what I got to say. Awesome.
Thank you. Great. Hey, Mark, you have been doing a great job, man. Everything, isn't it great? I mean, one of the things that, Josh said, and I wrote this down, books and people. Okay. We got so many good people, in our Sales Team Pro group, and basically, the people that are in the Sales Team Pro book, group have been reading the books. And so you're getting almost the, just like today, I talked about the e-myth. Okay. And everybody's talking about, and now we can go in there. Maybe it's what we need to do is just do some book reviews. Maybe that's one of there you go. That's what we need. Hey, what do y'all think about this on our kickoff? We'll have a book review, that has to do with, the business, somebody go
in.
That's
a great idea.
Hey, there we go. That's what we'll do next. We'll do that. We'll have book reviews. So you take the best book you learn the most from and give the synopsis on it, man. Would that be a slam dunk? So anyway, Steve, what I want to show me where, Steve, why don't you show me where this thing is you're talking about, where all of the things come to us.
Oh, okay. So the first one, just go click on webinars and events on the left.
Okay. So webinars and events. All right.
So it's in that blue box down there in the client education thing.
I gotcha.
If you click that button, you'll get all 12 emails within the space of about 30 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. How about that? So now you've got all of them instantly. And that is, from my standpoint, that's a training tool that I would start my new recruits off with. and just say, hey, you're brand new. You got your free account with Sales Team Pro. You know, you're uploading your list. You go into your custom list, and it'll be showing right in here somewhere, uploads. Where's uploads? It'll show just like that. Uploads you have contacts you've uploaded from a mobile device. So you got that. Now they got their list going. Okay, then they can open their list up and start qualifying it. So let's just go in there real quick. So all you would do is just hit the eyeball, and there's all your list right there. Okay, and then you can update that whole thing that way. So
hey, Roy, I do need to caution you. If you go back to, okay, so you see the button showed up there again. If you click that again, you're going to get another set. So
yeah,
just
you're
remember,
get another set.
You
so
know, only click the thing once. I'm not.
Yeah, click
I
it once. So what that? Hey guys, do you realize with one click of a button, your fundamentals of how to help people with their money for your guys are there? How about that? They get it right then. I mean, let me see if I've got real quick here. Hold on. Real quick. All right. So this is
Roy.
Yeah.
This is Bart. Do you have any idea when the company is going to release it so that we can start putting new accounts back out?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the free accounts that was frozen. When will that be open?
Oh, back you can do the free accounts.
Oh, now we can do it?
We've always been able to. You can okay. do the free accounts. We're just not having any new paid subscribers that weren't already in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so in other words, if you were in, you can go – nothing changed at all for people that are part of Sales Team Pro at that time. That's why, you know, back then I was saying, look, you need to go ahead and do it if you're going to do it because that may be the case. No, the free accounts are there. All you got to do is go to your campaigns and go to what is it, recruit campaigns, I think. Isn't that it? New agent, welcome. Okay. Getting started with Sales Team Pro right there. So you just go right there. That's the one you would send, and it gives them the free sign up and everything. So nothing has changed on that. It's a good question. All right. All right. So what happens when Steve is done? And I just encourage you to do that. The other thing you want to do is you want to subscribe to the Sales Team Pro webinar. So look, we got company overview, you know, August 16th, Sunday fundamentals. Okay. So, I mean, you look at it today, it's August 18th. And what do we got already? Okay.
Roy, those are the podcast versions of it. So they can go right there and listen to them.
Yeah. You can listen to it. These are the pods. So that's STP podcast. You subscribe and then they automatically get sent to you. Look at all this stuff that you can go right in there, and we're updating all of it. I'm having Lucas taken. If you ever log into one of them and there's 5 minutes of music, just, you know, push it forward, because that's the, you know, where we're doing the little flyers before that Kristen does. So you start looking at all these kind of things. You can look at your registrations and attendees sheet. So you need to be thinking about, okay, on your webinars, you go back, you go to your dashboard. And this is where you can go and invite people. If you use it on your phone, you can ask for referrals. All you do is just hit that button. If you want to invite somebody to the real estate deal, the link's copied. You can send it, okay, via text, and it looks like so. Or you can post it, you know, if you want to post that, okay, if you knew, or if you want, whatever you want to do, if you know somebody that's a realtor. All right, so you've got that kind of thing. So what you want to be thinking about is when you start your day off, and Tommy's talked about this and all the people are working this, you need to have your system going, okay, to where you look at all your annual reviews, look at all these kind of things, okay? And then you need to be looking at, you say, this is your number right here. You see this number right here? It says you have entered 4 contacts in the last 7 days, all right? Well, if you want to build your business, that should say you've entered 70 contacts in the last 7 days. That's 10 a day. Art says 5 to 10 every day. Every day you need to be, you're running. So there's your goal sheet right there. You come up with your numbers. How many new people am I going to put in the system? All right. And I would put that number at 50 to 70 as a minimum every 7 days. All right. So now tomorrow, if you look at it, because you're working every day, you need to have this thing, you need to be having new names in there all the time. All right. And that's going to allow you to press out. I want you to think through this. Let's say that in the business, you got 5 years that you need to personally be in the field, recruiting, training, doing all that. That's your number. 5 years of wide open. All right. And in that, what I did is I prospected throughout the week. And on Saturday afternoon, I would go get my directs. I would run. This is when I had a base shop going, everything. And what I do, I ran training from 9 to noon. We went all went to lunch about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I did drop-ins in neighborhoods where I had someone calling for me, had a for 3 hours a night. They would call the neighborhoods that I picked out and they would do these little phone surveys. And then what I would do is, because I drove the neighborhoods first, we had a street guide back then, and we would drive the neighborhood. I would drive through the neighborhoods, look for swing sets and minivans, all right, young married couples. And then what would happen, we had this street director. She would call everybody on the street, all right, and do this little phone survey. And they said, hey, and at the end of the survey, it would be something like, hey, if we could get you information, would you be interested? And they'd say, yes. Okay, let me confirm who you are. And she put in a little note card and stick it in a box. And I had this little note card box, like two of them. All right. And it was lined up by the real estate area. So I could go in there and I go by and drop in on that person. And then I go next door and see all the people right around. Guys, this is what I did every Saturday. Okay. I did this for years. That was how I got my personal prospecting done. And every week, if we went in there and we started looking, if I had been using this system, it would say something like, you've had 50, 60. I had so many, I had full pack note card boxes. At any moment, I could pull out a whole list. It was by the MLS area, okay, of town. I could pull out the list and go boom, 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 boom. And I was seeing people that we had prospected. And then I'd go next door. And before I knew it, I had all these names going. And so let's say that that was your number and you had 5 years. You're like, I'm doing this. Okay. At the end of 5 years, I'm going to be able to move myself maybe out of the field, or I'm not doing it nearly as much or whatever. Next thing you know, you're looking at, you've gone from zero to 2,500 names that you personally prospected. All right. It's 520, 10 a week is 520 in a year. 5 years later, you got 2,500 people. And guess what? You got a system working. Look at this in here. Now I got 9,700 names in there. Okay. 9,700 names that are in there that we're working. So what happens is, this is a goal setting device right there. Activity, it's right on your dashboard. That should tell you what you need to be focused. If you don't have that happening right there, then you are not developing your business. Now, how would you get that happening? There's a lot of ways you can do. You can be out prospecting, meeting people, but you can also take these people in, put them in as a referral. So if you go and you look at the ad contact, and you look down the page, you qualify them, okay? And let me get one that you can see that's already done. So we go into a contact, and let's just take this guy who I'm meeting at lunch today, all right? And I can go down there. Look at this, referred by. So I can get the referral, who's referred by, that kind of thing. So the point being is that, you know, you can go out there and you can get those names through, get doing a great job of getting referrals. So what you want to be thinking about, though, is constantly prospecting. Do like the dentist, I'll see you in 6 months, all right? Would you have an objection if I were to send you an email in case you have an interest at a later day? Great, what's your email address? And then you send them the email, and then you notice that they open it, and then what do? You follow back up. Hey, Josh, I noticed you opened that email. I wanted to see if you had any questions or if you'd like to meet, right? and this is the same person, I'm not interested, or whatever it may be. And so what you do is you start using the system in order to be able to follow up correctly. So now let's do the quick, I'm going to do one quick one, because this is the way you go about doing things. You put in Jenny Doe's name, right? And you go in there, you do. All right, so now we got that. Then we're going to put the cell phone in. And if we had the birthday, because they filled it out. All right, they gave us permission, and there we go. Now it's in. Oh, as an invalid email at Roy Matlock. All right, so now we do that. I view the contact. I'm then going to go through a series of things that I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to leave these details. If I have the ability to know about them, I met them, they're five star, we'll do that. All right. Continue to do that. Okay. It's updated. I go to info. I can put in how I met that person. Are they a prospective recruit? Yes. Where I met them, give me a little detail. If you're doing your job, you won't even be able to remember all the names that you had. So you put in there, met at Starbucks. I always use that, whatever. All right. A little more detail, what they do. I do that. I'm then going to go down. So what I'm doing is I'm starting details. If I have family information, I'll do that. Qualify them. Then I go right across to the info page. Then I go to the follow-up system. I hit 6 months automatically. And then maybe I need to follow up again. Okay, with them. Put them on my follow-up for Tuesday. Okay, because I'm going to get them to do, you know, get them in there for something, whatever it is. I'm going to create the follow-up. Okay. And I'm going to say, send me a text message if I want to. Reminder by email and text. Okay, I did that. Then I go into campaigns. I choose my campaigns that I'm going to send. I'm going to start with webinars. I'm going to invite them to the money introduction and the join our team. How about that? I'm then going to go down the page, and I'm going to add them to the holidays for sure. I might go in and give them some educational material because I talked to them about how money works. All right. So now look what I've done. All right. Just in a matter of a second, I did that. I'm going to put her on a follow-up list as a very hot potential recruit. We'll do that. All right. Now I'm building my system, right? All right. So look, I've gone through this whole thing. All right. I can download it by clicking that button right there, download it to my phone. Okay, so when I'm texting, I know who I'm texting, and we now are off to the races. All right, so then I go back, I follow up, I look at it, I say, well, what have I done? Okay, I sent all those campaigns. Okay, and what have I set up? Okay, I set up all these different things, right? All right, and I thought I did the holiday campaigns. Let's make sure I did that. Okay, now I did. Okay, so I've got all that, and we'll go back here, and it should refresh and show that. See that? So now, client education series, you know, holiday, how many works for kids, join our team, all that kind of thing. All right, and I did that in a matter of like 20, 30 seconds, something like that. So then they go right here, all right? I can follow up. I can go back in and create a custom list, okay? Something that you may or may not know, you can go create a list, okay? Follow up, let's just call broadcast this week, all right? So I do that, I go in there, and I start picking all the people I want to broadcast to. Here's my list. I can individually do it. Let's add them to the list. So I'm going to do broadcast this week. All right, and go right there. And now I can create this week's broadcast. Now, what is important about that is I can go and decide I want to send that to a certain group, and then I can go right back through that list and see who opened it and who didn't. So now, one of the things you start your week off by doing is have you a good list of people you're going to work that week. You do that in your hot list. So your custom lists are very important right there. So you go right in there, look at all the people that you're working, that kind of deal. And you have your list, and then you follow up. And, you know, I've heard many people, they will follow up on the ones that opened and the ones that didn't open. So with that being said, I'm going to close this out. Any other comments? Anything, Steve, Lucas, we got anything? Anybody else?
Hey, Roy, could you hit the answers to a couple of questions? William asked, can you forward a podcast to a prospect? I thought that those were kind of like only.
I'm pretty sure, Lucas.
Yeah, there's not a way that I know of to actually be able to forward a podcast. Now, they could copy the subscriber link, and somebody could subscribe that way, but you can't forward.
That's just what on a normal podcast, you can't. On ours, we're keeping it. You know, our goal is this is for Sales Team Pro. So, yeah, I don't think there's a share button the way it's set up is what I'm saying. So,
I do know we're out of time. There's one other thing we need to hit. Geraldine asks, in the details, do you ever list types of accounts, policy numbers, and all that? No, don't ever put any kind of sensitive information in any of your notes.
Yeah, don't. And guys, and so you understand, ultimately, you know, when we merge all this stuff together, you know, that's going to be the case, okay, to where it'll all be right in front of you that way. So anyway, any other questions, Steve, on there? All right, guys.
I don't see anything. All right,
let's get busy. And I will. We got, you know, Wednesday and Thursday set to go, and then we got Sunday night. So just keep busy. Hey, always focus on what you're doing. With that being said, y'all have a good day. Talk to you later.